Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, team, strap in, because today we are diving deep into some high-yield thoracic trauma, specifically focusing on three big ones: blunt aortic injury, traumatic diaphragmatic rupture, and cardiac contusion. These are absolute must-knows for your shelf exam, so no cap, let's get into it.
For real. We're talking about conditions where early recognition and treatment are key to saving lives. Straight up. So, let's kick things off with blunt aortic injury. Chris, what's the common presentation we're looking for here?
Great question, Mars. When a patient rolls in with a blunt aortic injury, you're often looking at a history of rapid deceleration motor vehicle collisions or falls. On presentation, they might complain of chest pain, and you might find some sneaky signs like unequal arm blood pressures or a widened mediastinum on their chest x-ray.
Unequal arm blood pressures? That's a red flag right there. So for the med students out there, what's the pathophysiology behind this high-stakes injury?
Excellent follow-up. The lowdown here is that the rapid deceleration causes a shearing force at the ligamentum arteriosum, which is a relatively fixed point in the chest. Remember, the ligamentum arteriosum is a fibrous band that connects the aortic arch to the left pulmonary artery and is a remnant of the ductus arteriosus. The shearing force at the ligament leads to an intimal tear of the descending thoracic aorta. It's a tear, not just a bruise, and it's super serious.
Gotcha. So how do we definitively diagnose this, especially when every second counts?
This is where we gotta be smart, not just fast. The gold standard for diagnosis is a computed tomography angiogram of the chest. If your patient is unstable, you might also use a transesophageal echo. But here's a major pitfall. Do not dismiss subtle chest x-ray findings like an apical cap or tracheal deviation. Missing those can lead to a full-blown rupture, and nobody wants that on their watch.
All right, so we've diagnosed it. What's the immediate game plan for management? Hit us with the treatment pearls.
You've got to hit them with esmolol, sometimes with nicardipine, to keep their systolic blood pressure below 120 and their rate of pressure change low. The goal is to reduce the stress on the injured aorta. Then the definitive fix is usually thoracic endovascular aortic repair, placing a stent across the injury.
Quick sidebar on those meds for our audience. Esmolol is a beta blocker. It works by blocking beta adrenergic receptors, which decreases heart rate and blood pressure, reducing the force of contraction and the rate of pressure change, which is essential to protect the injured aorta. Nicardipine is a calcium channel blocker. It works by relaxing smooth muscles in blood vessels, leading to vasodilation and a decrease in blood pressure.
Perfect. Now let's pivot to our next big player in thoracic trauma, traumatic diaphragmatic rupture. This one can be tricky because it's often a bit of a hidden gem. Mars, what's the typical presentation?
This often comes after a high-energy blunt torso trauma. You might hear about left-sided absent breath sounds and, weirdly enough, bowel sounds in the chest. It's a bit of a mind-bender when you first hear it, but once you do, it clicks.
Bowel sounds in the chest? Wild! And the pathophysiology here is super interesting, right? Why is it more often on one side?
You got it. It's all about the pressure gradient. A sudden, massive increase in intra-abdominal pressure from blunt trauma can cause the diaphragm to tear. And get this, it's way more common on the left side because the liver often acts as a protective shield on the right. The stomach and colon are frequently the structures that herniate through the tear.
That liver really is doing the most. So, diagnosis, what imaging signs are we on the lookout for?
The classic signs on an upright chest x-ray or CT scan include the nasogastric tube curling up into the thorax. You might also see a collar sign on CT where the diaphragm constricts the herniated organ. But here's a pitfall. This injury can be missed on a supine chest x-ray, and sometimes it presents months later as a chronic hernia with strangulation, which is a whole nother level of trouble.
That's a huge trap. So once we've spotted it, what's the definitive treatment for a traumatic diaphragmatic rupture?
The answer is surgical repair, either via laparotomy or thoracoscopy. And after reduction, you'll typically place a chest tube. It's about getting those organs back where they belong and sealing up the tear.
Awesome. Last but not least for today, let's talk about cardiac contusion. This can be insidious, so pay attention. Mars, what's the common presentation?
you're usually looking at a patient who's had blunt chest trauma like a steering wheel bruise or a sternal fracture. The key here is to look for new arrhythmias, like premature ventricular contractions, atrial fibrillation, or a right bundle branch block.
Ooh, new arrhythmias. That's a serious flag. What's actually happening to the heart in these cases?
Basically, the heart muscle gets bruised. It's usually the right ventricular wall that's affected. This bruising can lead to dysrhythmias or even cardiogenic shock. It's also strongly associated with sternal fractures and blunt aortic injuries.
That makes sense. How do we confirm the diagnosis and rule out other issues?
Diagnosis involves an electrocardiogram to look for arrhythmias and troponin levels to check for cardiac muscle damage. A bedside echocardiogram can also be performed to assess wall motion abnormalities or pericardial effusions.
And what's the treatment and, critically, any pitfalls we need to avoid?
Patients usually need to be admitted for 24 hours of telemetry monitoring to catch any new arrhythmias. You treat the arrhythmias according to advanced cardiovascular life support guidelines. And if they develop low ejection fraction, they might need inotropes. The biggest pitfall? Discharging a patient with just a chest bruise but a new right bundle branch block. That right bundle branch block is a signal they need observation. Don't sleep on it.
That's a wrap on our part 3 of thoracic trauma, y'all. Before we sign off, here are my top 5 high-yield facts. 1. Blunt aortic injury is usually from rapid deceleration trauma presenting with unequal arm blood pressures or a widened mediastinum on their chest x-ray. The injury is at the ligamentum arteriosum. 2. Computed tomography angiogram chest is the gold standard for diagnosing blunt aortic injury. 3. Traumatic diaphragmatic rupture often manifests with bowel sounds in the chest, particularly on the left side. 4. Look for a nasogastric tube curling into the thorax on chest x-ray or CT scan for diaphragmatic rupture. 5. Cardiac contusion can present with new arrhythmias after blunt chest trauma, like a sternal fracture. Get an EKG and troponins. Look for a new right bundle branch block.
Wow, that was an intense study session, team.
All right, team, stay wild, keep studying. We will see you next time here on Surgery Shop Prep.
Later.